A big question for the gospel today is, who is Jesus? That's always a question that each one of us as Christians have to confront. Who is Jesus? So if I believe in Jesus, who is Jesus? Is Jesus just a man, like any other man? Is he a great prophet with many words, many great words? Is he a miracle worker? Does he go around healing the sick and the lame and giving sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and does all these great miracles for us to see? Or is Jesus even more than that? Is he the Messiah? Is he the long-awaited Messiah that the Jewish people were longing for centuries? Is Jesus the Messiah himself? But what's characteristics of a Messiah? Messiah is a savior. But is Jesus a political Messiah? Probably what Judas thought about. Is he a political Messiah? Is he supposed to save us from, say, the politics and Judaism of his time? It was the Romans who had control over Palestine. Is Jesus to overthrow the Romans, the Roman Empire, and set up a new empire in the world? Is he going to be a political Messiah? And a lot of these notions were all wrong. Jesus had to correct the notions about who he was without revealing it plainly. So Jesus works. He told his apostles when he said, who do people say that I am? And he said, some said John the Baptist raised from the dead, others Elijah the prophet, you know, all these different opinions. And then he said, who do you say that I am? You who are with me. And that's where Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And that's where Jesus confers the keys of the kingdom upon Peter. And where he gives him the name Peter, rock, as he said, no one of flesh and blood has revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father has revealed this to you. So the apostles and knew and believed that Jesus is the Messiah. They didn't understand what kind of Messiah he was, but they believed he was the Son of God. He was God himself. And that's why Jesus is trying to correct the notion with the crowds of who he is. That's why they're picking up stones and they want to stone him. Because Jesus basically makes the claim that he's just not a man, but he's God himself. He's the Son of God. He uses the word I am in the previous passage, which would have been blasphemy to the people. The only time that a person would use that sacred word, that it was the sacred word that God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. When Moses said, you know, if people ask me who you are, and God said, tell them, I am who am. And it was a sacred name that could only be pronounced on the feast of Yom Kippur. Only the high priest could pronounce that name, I am, and it was only with the blood of an animal as he was making sacrifice around the Holy of Holies that he could pronounce that name, the name of God. That's how sacred it was. It's a name that invokes mercy. And Jesus, in the last scripture and yesterday, he uses the name, he pronounces the name, which shows that he's the high priest. What blood does he come with? He comes with his own blood in the sanctuary, not the blood of bulls and goats, but his own blood, making eternal atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. But he refers the name, not just pronouncing it, to himself. You see that? So the sacred name I am, he refers it to himself. That's why they tried to stone him. That's why there was opposition. And so the people say, we're not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, or making ourselves God. See, they don't believe he's God. They just believe he's a man. It would have been, even for us, if we were back in that time, that would have been difficult. That's not easy. I mean, we have 2,000 years of Christianity here. But you can't fault all the people. That was tough to make that leap for the Messiah to also be the Son of God. And so Jesus, then he quotes scripture. He says, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If it caused them gods to whom the word of God came in scripture cannot be set aside. Can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated, the word consecrate means set aside for secret purposes, and sent into the world blasphemes because I said I am the Son of God. So Jesus always says in John's gospel, he's sent into the world. He never says he's born. He always says that he was sent into the world. He was sent from the Father, and he comes to us through the Virgin Mary. Notice that? That's why you can always be Marian. If people ever object to you being Marian, just say, well, the Son of God came through Mary. So I'm just going back to the Son of God through Mary also. He came through Mary, so I can go through Mary to Jesus, because that's how God chose to come into the world. But that's a Marian homily. That's another homily for another day. And then Jesus says, if I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But he says, but if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. So Jesus basically, he refers to his works. What's the works that Jesus does? What's the works that we read about? He heals the sick. He gives, you know, sight to the blind, makes the deaf hear. He heals people of all kinds of diseases, makes the lame walk, raises the dead back to life. Lazarus, he raised Lazarus back to life and others back to life. He feeds a hungry crowd with a few five loaves of bread and a couple of fish. And he does it not just once, he does it twice. 5,000 in one crowd, 7,000 in another crowd. He walks on water. He does extraordinary miracles beyond nature, extraordinary signs. He forgives sins. He forgives those who are caught in sin. He casts out demons. Not just one demon, casts out legions of demons. Those are all the works of Jesus. So Jesus says, if you don't believe my words, what I say to you, then believe these works. Look, the works testified to him. Look at all the works. Can someone who's not consecrated and not in the Father, can someone just do these works that you've never seen before? Or do these works prove that he was sent by the Father? And that he does the Father's works, and that the Father is in him, and he is in the Father. You look at the works. But then we could say later on, this is kind of a pre-passion right here. Because some try to arrest him, and he escapes from their power. Some do not believe in him. There's already opposition, a lot of opposition. People are taking sides. Either you're for me or you're against me. But then, when Jesus goes across the Jordan to where John baptized, it says that many came to him, and John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true, and many there began to believe in him. So there were some who did not believe in him, and then others who did believe in him. And so Jesus is going to show his greatest work as we enter into Holy Week next week. What's Jesus' greatest work? What's his greatest sign? What's his greatest miracle that he could ever work? And it's a work of giving his life for us. If you don't believe my words, then believe my works. And if you don't believe my works, then believe my wounds. My wounds will show you how much I love you. And it's my wounds. You can always look at the wounds of Christ and there believe that he is the Son of God. Because he will go all the way to death, death on the cross for us. And be dead in the tomb for 3 days, and then rise from the dead. Jesus will rise from the dead on the third day. And what's the first thing that Jesus shows to the apostles when he rises from the dead? What's the first thing that he shows to them? Notice what the first thing that he shows? His wounds. He shows the wounds in his hands, his feet, and his side. And not only does he show it one time on Easter Sunday, he then shows it on Divine Mercy Sunday, the week after, second Sunday of Easter. And who does he show it to? Thomas. Why? Because Thomas is a scientist. Thomas is a scientist. He needs not just hypothetical proof, he needs concrete proof to believe. And what does Thomas the scientist do? He puts his finger into the wound and his hand. Notice I point to my wrist because it was actually Jesus' wrist, not his hand. And then he puts his hand into his side. And that's what the Greek actually says. It says he puts his hand into his side, meaning he touched his Sacred Heart. And when he touched his Sacred Heart, out came the rays of blood and water. And that's why Thomas went on his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." Notice that divinity, "My Lord and my God." It wasn't just, "Oh, Jesus of Nazareth." It was, "My Lord and my God," divinity. Convinced Thomas, he is truly the Son of God. And we have that in our scriptures. To believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's the one that's taken our sins upon the cross. He's the one that has risen from the dead. He's the one that brings us new and everlasting life. And so these are good things. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Not just who is Jesus to me, but who is Jesus objectively? He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, but not a political Messiah, but a spiritual Messiah, a Messiah to heal us, to free us from death, a Messiah to give us new and everlasting life, a Messiah who's the second person of the Holy Trinity, a Messiah who is truly the Son of God.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.